There were also two others, criminals, led with him to be put to death. When they came to the place called Calvary, there they crucified him and the criminals, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do." And they divided his garments and cast lots. And the people stood looking on. But even the rulers with them sneered, saying, "He saved others. Let him save himself, if he is the Christ, the chosen of God." The soldiers also mocked him, coming and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." And an inscription also was written over him in letters of Greek, Latin, and Hebrew, "This is the King of the Jews." Then one of the criminals who were hanged blasphemed him, saying, "If you are the Christ, save yourself and us." Striking how his enemies mocked him concerning salvation. Save yourself. Save yourself and us. Spoken as in words of mockery. From Luke's Gospel, which is concerned supremely to set Jesus forward as the Saviour of the world, we've looked at the cross from Isaiah, that he bears the sin of men. And earlier on in Isaiah, the servant of the Lord will not only gather in the tribes of Israel, but he will also be a light to the Gentiles, that his salvation will go to the ends of the earth. And we're seeing then the Saviour in his death gathering a people from everywhere. And sure, save yourself. Come down from the cross and we'll believe you. Of course, if he had come down from the cross, they would have been impressed. Yet another astonishing miracle. But no one could have been saved. He could not save himself and save us, but he gave himself up for us all. And we remember that wonderful thing this morning as we come to the Lord's table, and in such simple elements as broken bread and wine that has been poured out, we remember his body broken, his blood shed. Such simple things. So saying to the children, who would have thought, looking at Jesus, that in him dwelt the fullness of the Godhead bodily? Who would have thought, looking at the cross, such a sign of weakness and shame, and yet through that God brings about the salvation of all his people throughout all history, all wrapped up in that one glorious event. And here we are coming to a table, bread and wine. Unbelievers looking on at this, observing this, would think, there must be something wrong with us. Why would we do this? But it's because of the greater reality that it speaks of. And these things then are a means of grace as we come and take them by faith. We're receiving through these things the grace of God.